said, it's our birthday. So I know you know, some folks are visiting. You've been to church before, and it's kind of been fold your hands or sit on your hands or hundred. But this is a different kind of church. Right from the beginning, it was designed to be that way. We're happy. We're saved, and we're happy. Okay? We got a Lord who is perfect. We're not perfect, but our Lord and Savior is perfect, and He makes us to be happy about it. Okay? So celebrate. If you hear something good, you see something good, and you feel like saying, man, that was good, you're feeling like saying, amen, or just shouting out, do it. All right? Put your hands up and sing. Stand up and sing. Sit down and put your hands up. Put your hands out if nobody's sitting next to you. Whatever you want, right? I feel like a stewardess now. Look, we got exits on this side and this side of the building. We got things we can get done. It's going to be good. Y'all, it's a good day. In our day and time, y'all listen to this, don't ever take for granted a good day. Y'all understand? There's reason. There's reason for it to be a good day today. So I'm going to pray for us, and we're going to get started. Y'all see we got the big swimming pool out? So we're going to have some baptisms today, and it's just a good, it's a good, good day. Let me pray for us. Father God, thank you for loving us. Help us to be those who know that you are Lord, that you are good, that you are the one true and living God, and there's nothing impossible for you. And therefore, we have a hope that it's so secure that we can rejoice here and not be afraid. Lord, we love you. Thank you for this good day. As we praise you, Father, help us to be one united choir, being led by the band, but you are the audience. You're the target. You're the one we're worshiping today. Lord, we love you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Fighting for a sacred space, but I'm living through grace. I don't even know what to say.
It's probably a sign that I shouldn't say anything. But they asked me to talk right now and fill in some space, and so I have to. But all I can say is, man, that was good. Let's ring heaven's throne room with shouts of grace. Grace to it. You know, there's not anything we're going to accomplish in our own strength that's going to bring glory to God. It's all His grace. Even this celebration, it's a celebration of God's goodness, of God's mercy, of God's pouring out of His love, God's pouring out of His Holy Spirit, that we might have gifts, that we might have the power that comes from Him. Even our faith is a gift. It's all of grace, and grace wins. Amen?
Amen.
And God is so gracious that even though He won, He invites us to be on His team that we might win too. Isn't that good? Oh, keep praising Him. He's good.
Sin.
sometimes I think when folks come to Christ Community Church, and sometimes I want to emphasize this with our youngins, we may seem completely unstructured, unrestrained, like we're just here for a free-for-all. Sometimes it might feel like that. I thought about having the beach ball here today and everybody knocking it around and things, but that would be a mistake. Don't mistake this. We have a die-hard loyalty to Jesus Christ. And just because we don't wear on our sleeves any kind of structure or denominational rules and regulations and traditions, it's not that we don't belong, but it's this. We hold to Christ above all. And we found in Him a glorious liberty that when we belong to Him, we don't have to belong or wear on our sleeves to all those others. So don't go thinking it's a free-for-all. We are based in Christ. We have Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, and our highest loyalties are to Him. And from that, we will never back down.
Almost too tall for me. How y'all doing this morning? Seems like all we've been doing is singing about Jesus. That's a good thing, right? Holy is He. Holy is He. We're going to bring the children up right now, and we're going to praise Jesus a little bit more. And, you know, he just wants the children. So, y'all get in with them. I mean, it's not a hard song. They're actually going to tell you how to do it. All you have to do is lift your hands to the Lord.
Did y'all hear what we have to do? I don't know why y'all ain't doing it. Thank you, Luke. Hey, our kiddos are fired up. Y'all see that? Hey, that's all right. Isn't it good? Isn't it a blessing? It's awesome. Look, now we're gonna have a baptism, but we're gonna tie in our birthday to it. And we don't baptize people because churches just have to baptize people. It's not a formality. It's an illustration that was given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is what it means. Jesus Christ, He saves people. He saves us from a life of sin and death, and He brings us on to a life of grace and hope. He brings us from a spirit of condemnation, and He gives us the Holy Spirit. This is what it means to be baptized. It's showing that you've made a profession of faith. It's showing that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a reason why I wanted to have baptism and our birthday celebration on the same day. Because that's the groundstone, that's the foundation for who we are as a church. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's no other thing. It's no other personality. This isn't a personality-driven church, because we've had some characters up in here. Some still up here. But it's not. That's not the character. That's not the personality that this church is built on. It's built on one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So I'm going to read the scripture. And this is going to be... I'm going to say it. Ordinarily, it might be the kiss of death. And it might mean that this sermon will go on forever. But this is going to be brief. Okay? Because the illustration is going to be showing that through the ministry at Christ Community Church, God is leading people to salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the story. After 19 years and struggles and hardships, those things, for y'all who are here from the beginning, those things you saw in your mind, those things that you prayed for, those things that you hoped for, those things are still happening here through the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the idea. So we've been faithful, and not in our own strength, but because God wanted these things to happen, okay? So hear this scripture. It's in 2 Corinthians, and you have this hand. It looks like a lot of words, but we'll get it. You should have one of these in your handout, your bulletin. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1 through 4. This is what the word says. Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly. And indeed, you do bear with me. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. Let me pray for us. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for the opportunity we have to come together and to affirm wholeheartedly that we have no one but Jesus. That we rely on you, Father. Your mercy and your love. That we're saved by grace. And we're here to affirm we own no other Savior or Lord, but we're yours. And we believe you gave your Son to die for our sins. Your Son, our Lord, rose from the dead. Your Son, our Lord, is waiting to return to this earth. And He is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. And there is none but Jesus. And we're here to affirm that again as a church family. Lord, we love you. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. That first line says, oh, bear with me in a little bit of folly, a little bit of foolishness. And I think of some of y'all who've been here for a while and some of the foolishness and the folly you've had to endure. I want to say thank you. I lined that in where I said, hey, I love y'all, and thank you for letting me be your pastor. That's how I end the services. God impressed that on me from the first time I was here, that though I was called into the ministry by God, God used you all to allow me to be the pastor here. I was going to be a minister somewhere. That's a God thing. But God used you all that I'd be the pastor here. And that's why I thank you. And you've had to endure a young preacher boy just out of seminary who is learning the ropes. And I thank you. That's why I thank you. But I think about it, and like I said, Christ Community has had a lot of interesting characters in leadership, and I only come in second or third. You know, if you had taken the top 10 list of folly and foolishness amongst the leaders here, and weirdness, I'm barely scratching the surface now. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely, you know, let's look at some possible contenders now. You know, when this church started, we had a guy named Kevin Smith. Y'all don't know Kevin, some of y'all, but, you know, he was a little weird himself, okay? Now, he come from Carroll County, and people who come from Carroll County are really special. Now, he wasn't all the way from there, but that's where he was ministering before he came over to Christ Community Church. So, you know, and he was there, and he was a musician too, and musicians are also really special. Kevin could play just about any instrument you put in his hand. He was gifted, you know, and he loved the Lord. But he was weird. I don't come in there. And there was another fellow. Now, even though he was that musically talented, there was another fellow from Carroll County who actually led the band at that time. And he's just as weird. He's one of the weirdest people I ever met. He's also one of the strongest people I ever met, and I just tell a story on him. His name's Ron Edwards. He's sitting over here right now. He's here to hear this abuse. He come, you know, they were, that's right, Ron is weird. So he come up, they were moving me, and they wanted to impress me, so they're moving me from seminary up there in Olive Branch down here to Grenada, and he said, I got a thing, we're going to move. He said, we got it. You don't got to pay for a moving truck or anything. I said, all right, that's great. And he comes up there in his horse trailer, and I said, That about fits it, you know, but this is what happened. Ron, we lived in the second story of an apartment building, and we had a little balcony. Well, I had some weights. I didn't ever lift them, but I like to look. People like to think that I lifted them, so I held some, you know, and they were about 25-pound dumbbells. Well, somebody goes off the balcony. Ron's down at the bottom. He says, hey, catch this. He flings them off the balcony. And I'm thinking, what in the world? Well, Ron didn't move. He caught them suckers. He grabbed them, boom, boom, and right then I thought, all right, make a note. Don't mess with that dude. You know, he's all cowboyed up and everything and all that stuff. Now, look, I don't know that I haven't cracked into it. Now, look, LG is the sleeper weirdo, okay? He tries to sneak in like normal. But can I tell you? The weirdness that you experience at Christ Community Church, God planted that seed so early in that vision in his mind, way back before this church was formed. He's daddy weirdo. Papa weirdo. He tries to act normal. But he might be weirder than all of us. See, I don't even come close. You know, he come in, he told Miss Kit, who's mama weirdo, and said, we're leaving where we are. We don't know where we're going, but God has something for us. And they just up and left. Y'all, you got to be weird in love with Jesus that way. And then they helped. So, again, I'm not everywhere close. And then we get to, I heard a name whispered. And there's rumors and there's legends about this guy. This guy, Randy Carver. Somebody just burped and threw up in the front row just hearing that name. Randy's here with us. Randy, shine your head around. There you go. Randy is our lead weird fellow that you all have put up with so patiently over the years. There's so many stories on him that when we were gathered here yesterday to do a celebration and a homegoing for his dear wife, there's too many stories that we could tell. But they are weird for Jesus. I don't know how to say it. You might think, hey, man, that's just kind of weird. But they are weird. These guys and their wives, they let Jesus use them. They laid their life out and said, what do you want from me? they didn't know what they were doing at all. Kevin had been through some school. He knew. Kevin had some stuff going on. The rest of these guys, they had no idea what God was bringing them into and what God was going to do through them. What started as an idea of meeting in church buildings that weren't their own, meeting in hotel rooms, hotels that wasn't theirs, to meeting in a leaky old spider-invested mildew building, started and sprung up into something big and huge, and it's pretty awesome. But while I got Randy on the spot, I want to share two stories. I shared one yesterday, and I've shared it before. Randy had a heart for witnessing, and he was quick-witted, man. He's not now. He's slow. You know, it's a shame what was happened to him. Living in Arkansas, he's just really slowed down. Something in the water. He's quick-witted, and he's never going to let nobody get over on him one, okay? So this lady asked us to go share Christ with her brother who was dying. And he was. He was in bad shape. We go to this man's house, and he's sitting there with his brother. And we start sharing the gospel with them. And their resistance in every way. They say, well, you're using the Bible. We're not sure about the Bible because the Discovery Channel said we're not sure about the Bible. And we said, well, we're not sure about the Discovery Channel. Bible's been around a long time. Discovery Channel just kind of cropped up. You might want to check your sources. But we kept talking back and forth. And Randy saw this wasn't going nowhere, so he's going to put a little heat on it. So he says, look, the Bible says over here in Mark 9, it says in hell there's going to be, it's going to be hot, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be unending, it's going to be unquenching fire. He said, well, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And now the brother of the man who was dying, who hadn't said a word the whole time, piped up, looked at us, smiled a big old gummy smile and said, well, I ain't got no teeth. Randy, without a second passing by, turned to him and said, well, teeth will be provided. I'm stunned. Theologically, biologically, I'm trying to figure out how this is going to happen. But I'm going to tell you, God used that story because later on in Doc Richardson's life, I had to tell him there's a purpose for Dennis, to, you know, all throughout eternity. Providing teeth for the teethless that they might be gnashed in the hot place. I heard another story. I heard another story. This one's not funny. I'm just giving you a little warning. But it's good. It's about Nancy Carver. She's one of our church mamas. Because when these men, they stepped out to do this thing at Christ Community Church, they didn't step alone. They stepped in with their wives. And they were at the church, Cornerstone, before they came here. Before Christ Community Church became Christ Community Church. And I'm looking for her. I seen her earlier. But Natalie White shared this story with me. Natalie, where are you at? There you are. She said, when they came to that church, they were checking things out, trying to figure out what God wanted for them. That Nancy Carver came up to her and wrote her name and her number down for her on the inside leaf of her Bible and said, hey, I'm Nancy. You call me anytime you need me. That's a church mama right there. Recognizing somebody new, somebody coming in for something. And now, and because of that meeting, they joined. Anyways, you know, Natalie and Jimmy and Trey oh my gosh, Ashley. You know, they're part of that original starting family too, you know. And they reached out to them. But that's an awesome thing. You might have had to put up with some foolishness. Oh, but in Christ, God made it work. It might have seemed like little, but God made it a lot. Y'all get my drift? Thank you for putting up with the foolishness of those God's called to lead this church because he had a purpose in it beyond anything we could think or ask or imagine. The next point is talking about Christ Community Church, keeping it pure, keeping it simple. Y'all, we're a simple church, and that's nothing to run from or be ashamed of. When I talk about purity and I talk about simplicity, I'm talking about our love for Christ first and foremost. I'm talking about the fact that we will accept no other way. I'm talking about the fact that our loyalty, our passion is for Christ. Not for different ways, not for different people, not for different things, but for Christ and Him first, and really Him only. Nobody wants to just be the first on the list. You've heard in churches sometimes they talk to the pastor's wife and they'll say, "This is the first lady." My wife prefers to be called the only lady. You call somebody the first of anything, it seems like there might be a list behind that, you know? And I imagine Jesus is somewhat in that way. He don't want to be your first Lord and Savior. He don't want to be your first priority. He don't want to be your first anything. He wants to be the priority, the Lord, the Savior. He wants to be that, Him and Him alone. And when it says, "We presented you as chaste virgins," this is speaking about purity. Y'all, it's not... How do you keep that status? I'm sorry, it might be a difficult subject right here in a mixed company in church, but you just don't go around with everybody else. You stay to the one who loves you and you love. Be pure. What about the simplicity of the gospel? Well, listen to this. The simplicity of the gospel, it's so easy. Jesus paid it all. And all to Him I owe. Do you get it? That's it. He died for your sins. It wasn't me. It wasn't them. It wasn't anybody else. It was Jesus and Him alone. So when we come together and we preach a gospel of grace and we preach about Jesus Christ, and it might not seem like there's a lot of structure, who cares about structure? Structure ain't never saved nobody. A denomination, which we do have one. We cooperate with the Southern Baptists. We're not ashamed of them, but they ain't saved nobody neither. Christ alone saves. Amen. Christ alone died for our sins and rose from the dead. And one day, all of us will be face to face. Not with a president of a denomination. Not with a famous pastor. Not with some other personality. Not with some other prophet. We're going to be face to face with the One. Ain't going to be no one else, just Him and us. The blessing is to realize it's just Him and us now too. Don't fall for all this. Keep it simple. Keep it about Jesus. We're not running politics out of here. We're not running a bigger, better deal out of here. We're keeping it to Jesus and to Him only. We're welcoming everybody because He's for everybody. And He'll save anybody who comes to Him. That's His word. Whoever the Father draws, I will by no means cast out. That's His words. So we're welcome to everybody. We keep it simple. Let everybody come, hear of the gospel that can save their lives, hear about Jesus Christ. Amen? Were y'all too hot or too cold? Cold? Okay, my bad. Last point. It says keeping it real. Keeping it real. This passage, Paul voices an anxiety, a fear, not an unhealthy one, but he says twice, "I fear lest somehow you might be deceived away from Christ." And then in verse 4, he wonders out loud, what if somebody came preaching a different gospel, a different spirit, a different Savior? Would you receive them? Or would your loyalty stay to Christ and to Christ alone? There's always somebody trying to add something to the gospel. Well, you know, you can take Jesus and this version of the Bible and this denomination and this prophet and leader who told you the way things should be and... If Christ wasn't everything that was needed to be saved, we ain't got no hope. If it wasn't all in Him, there's always going to be a pull. At Christ Community Church, there's going to be a pull. Don't welcome everyone. Don't just stick to Jesus. Oh, you got to get things more structured. Oh, you got to do this and that. And I'm going to tell you something. We do need to grow. We need to mature, just like everybody else. But our growth and our maturity is going to be becoming more and more like Christ, not more and more like some other religion or some other thing. And so if anyone comes to us and says, there's another way or a different way, it's Jesus and this, first, all you need to do is say, no. No. Uh-uh. Wait a minute. We're Jesus people. There might be other people. We don't even got to slam anybody. Go ahead. They come knocking at your door. It's Jesus and something else. You're just saying no. They come into this place. Oh, but what about this? Just no. We're Jesus people. That's it. Like a devoted wife. We're not interested in anything on the side. We're not interested in a newer, bigger, better deal. We got Christ, and He's enough, and He'll always be enough. And we don't ever need more than Him. Okay? That was his fear. I don't want to take it on as a fear, but I want to say this. Christ community, you're beautiful. You ain't but 19, and sometimes people your age have self-esteem issues. Sometimes you wonder about your body image. It's appropriate in a church to talk about body image. Can I tell you, you're beautiful. You're the best you that God's ever created. Christ community, there's going to be some maturing we got to do, sure. But you're on the right track. You got the right Savior. There's nothing needs to be added to you. Just keep growing in Him. Learn to hold His hand tighter. Draw closer to Him. Read His Word. Read His love letters to you. Understand how much He loves you and how much He intended for you. Don't be ashamed of Him. You know, people will talk all kind of things and make you feel like you're not religious enough or you're not spiritual enough or you're not enough of something. Don't you worry about that. You just stay close to Jesus. I'm not tough in myself. I'm tough because Jesus is with me. I call it the Fonzie effect. Anybody used to watch Happy Days? Hey. Those guys, Ralph Mouth and Potsy and Richie, they weren't tough. They were sissies. But they'd stand up against a motorcycle gang and Fonzie was with them. Because Fonzie was cool. And he kept things cool. Hey. Look, we don't got to be tough. You just got to stick with Jesus. Because Jesus can whoop hell. And every demon, in every opposition, in every bit of religion, in every bit of opposition, He beats death. He beats sin. He beats it all. You and me ain't got to be the toughest people in the world. I'm sorry, I'm preaching right on this girl's head. I'm sorry about that. We just got to know who is the toughest person in the world and stand with them and grow with them. Amen? Now, we're going to make our affirmation of faith. How do we keep it real? You just stick with Jesus. I'm going to ask those who are being baptized, Leanne and Rachel, would you come on? This is the affirmation that we're putting out there. It's keeping it real, keeping us ourselves locked in with the Lord. You just hold that one. It says, and I'll wait for, here comes Rachel. Oh, she's got folks with her. Mama's with her. Who else we got? Grandma's with her. Good. Lane's got her. She requested Brian specific. When I said to Brian that she requested his assistance in this baptism, Brian teared up a little bit and said, she is a special, special girl. This is the profession. Y'all take a look at them if you got. We have received by grace through faith the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for our sins, rose from the dead, and is returning here in God's time as our only Lord and Savior. We have received a relationship with God, not a religion about God. Now listen, for all those who are here, whether you've been here for a long time or whether you just come on, God's doing something at this church to see people come to get saved. And it was in this room, in this new building that God provided for us, in this place where these two ladies made professions of faith in Jesus Christ during the preaching of the Word at Christ Community Church. Isn't that awesome? That is awesome. Thank you. All right, hold on. We'll help them get up in there. All right. How many of y'all remember the lake baptism days? This water It may not be 100% clean, but it's 100% cleaner than the water we used to use to baptize folks. I promise. Now, that's it. I learned the hard way, but at least it wasn't with our equipment, that when you're baptizing people, it's best to take off these kind of microphones. So you're not going to hear me in a minute, but what I'm going to tell you is based on your faith and your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, it's my privilege and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I want you all to picture something. I know this, y'all probably wondered what in the world this thing was from time to time. Well, it's a storage thing, it's a thing for the Lord's Supper, and it's a baptismal. But I want you to picture it today as something else. I want you to picture it as the empty tomb, the place where Jesus, when he died for our sins, went down in. And when he got rid of our sins, he came back up. The place that one day, when we taste mortality, we're going to go down in. But because of the promise of the gospel, which is eternal life through Christ Jesus, we're going to come up too. Okay? That's what you're seeing here. You. I ain't trying to be rude. I ain't here to thank you, but I want you to see what God did through y'all's life. And I want all of us to know this. What you do today in faith, what you do today for the glory of God, can carry on for years and years and go farther and farther than you ever think. You live your life. Christ community, live your life for Him. Today, today's obedience brings tomorrow's fruit and rejoicing and glory. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for how you love us. And Lord, I pray if there's any here today, as we said, maybe who are playing church, you know, they know. Would you meet with them? They ain't got to tell me, they ain't got to tell nobody right now. You just start that work. You let them know. You let them know it's time. And that when they are ready, Father, that you got them. But you let them know it's time. Today is the day of salvation. Let them know. And so, Father, we pray gratefully for what you've done here over the last 19 years. We have no idea. There's a big question mark. How long this will go? How long till you return? How long it will be? But this is no question for us. As long as we're here, we're going to be your people. We're going to be Jesus' people. We're going to be dedicated to the gospel of Christ. And Lord, we thank you for how you love us and how you freed us and how you just empower us. And everything is of your grace and for your glory. Lord, we love you so much, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask the ushers if they'll come forward for the morning offering. You can say something really quick, but you got to say in the microphone because they can't hear you. They can hear me because I'm loud enough.
I just wanted to say that our lesson this morning for the preschool class and the first and second and third graders was about baptism, about John the Baptist being a helper. And so one of our things is we're learning to be helpers. And that's why I didn't say we need to go to class. I just wanted them to experience this. Baptism is a little bit hard to understand, you know, when you're 3 and 4 and even first and second and third grades. But anyway, so that's why we stayed, because I just wanted them to see that and hear what you said about baptism.
We're glad. We're glad. We're glad to have our youngins with us. Let me pray for us and we'll take up our offering. Lord God, thank you again. We give you all the praise. And Father, we're dependent on you in everything, every step. We love you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. It is now. All right. I need, if you've joined the Christ Community Church this year, I know that's going up. I want y'all up on the stage right now. Come on. Come on. If you joined, yeah. Just this year. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on up here. If you joined Christ Community Church this year, come up on the stage and grab an instrument. No, I'm just kidding. Come on up. Further, if you were a founding member of Christ Community Church, you're here from the beginning, I want y'all to come on up. Come on up. Allison Brooke. She's been there from the beginning of her life. But not the beginning. But you're just not that old yet, baby. There's probably other people. Come on up. Yeah. All right. I'm not taking a Miss Kit. Come on. This is for people who've been here from the beginning of the church, not of their life. I just want y'all to see it. I want you to have the picture. I want to have this picture in my mind. Matter of fact, somebody got to get your cell phone out. Somebody in church to take a picture. Okay, I know y'all got them. You know, you're acting like you're not playing them. You know, somebody's out there playing Toy Story or something, or Smash Crash, Candy Crushing. Y'all know you're doing something. Somebody get a picture of this. But this is some of our. Look, we got some of our newest members, and we got some of our founding members. And I just want this picture etched in your mind, kind of the old and the new, saying, yes, we're committed to Christ. Okay? We're proud of those members who are brand new. We're proud of those members who helped this church get started. And we're just proud of all y'all. So when you see these folks, as we're mingling, you know, all us in-betweeners, where we're mingling with these folks, man, hug them. Shake their hand, get some stories from the old-timers, welcome the new crew. Y'all understand what I'm saying, right? On three, let's shout, grace wins, okay? Grace wins on three. On three, grace wins. Y'all got me? Can you say it? Grace wins? Do we need to practice it, get our mouth in gear? Okay. One, two, three, grace wins. Woo! Amen. Y'all just stand up there. I got no reason for them to stand up there now. But listen, this, I need your help. We're about to end the service, but we're about to start the feast. And this is what we need. We need folks who are able to go into the classrooms and to bring the chairs or the tables already up. We need to set up, which means when you're exiting, just be mindful. And the people bringing in tables, be mindful of those who are coming in, because we're going to set up and we're going to eat in this room that we're in right now, okay? So just be patient. I'm going to bless the food, and then we'll get up and start fellowshipping that way while the tables come in this way. Everybody got it? Just be careful. Okay. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for these who are behind me who just, Father, what a picture of Christ's community that you've gathered for us. And Father, I pray that you would bless us all. Bless the food, bless those who made it. Help us to have a great time of fellowship. Lord, we love you. We give you all the praise, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, I love y'all. Thank you for letting me be your pastor.